Ever catch yourself watching The Devil Wears Prada and like thinking, wait a minute, if you just like swap out all this like high fashion stuff with customers, this is basically my life in retail.
Apparently, that's not as far-fetched as it sounds. We're actually diving into this blog post today that uses The Devil Wears Prada to like pull out these really surprisingly relevant lessons for retail workers.
Right? Who knew Miranda Priestly was like holding the keys to a good retail experience this whole time?
Yeah.
This blog post breaks down a bunch of key scenes from the movie, and honestly, some of these parallels are uncanny.
And what's so interesting is how they take this whole like high fashion world, which seems so far removed from like what you imagine on the average retail floor, and they find these common threads. Like, remember how the movie just throws Andy into the fire at Runway Magazine?
Oh my gosh, totally. Phones are like ringing off the hook. Miranda is like throwing shade left and right. It's just pure chaos. The blog actually points out how that crazy pace is a lot like working in retail.
Absolutely. I mean, in retail, you're constantly juggling customers, inventory, those promotions that change like every other day. It creates this environment where you have to think fast and just adapt on the fly. Being agile isn't just some corporate buzzword in that setting, it's essential.
It kind of makes you wonder if Andy would have lasted longer in that job if she had some retail experience first. Like maybe dodging coffee orders prepared her for dodging Miranda's wrath.
Maybe. But speaking of agility, the blog goes into how retail workers can actually become even more adaptable, not just like survive the chaos, like prioritizing tasks effectively. That can be the difference between a mountain of to-dos and a manageable workload.
So true. It's like instead of getting overwhelmed by everything at once, you learn to identify what needs to happen right now versus what can maybe wait. Did they talk about any other strategies for that?
Yeah, definitely. They emphasize like clear communication both with colleagues and managers. Because in that fast-paced environment, a quick heads up or a well-timed question can prevent some major issues down the road.
It's like if Andy had just like spoken up about not being able to get that impossible steak, maybe things wouldn't have gone so sideways.
Totally. And you know what else really stood out to me? That whole cerulean blue sweater scene. The way Miranda breaks down the history and impact of that one color, it might seem extra, but it actually highlights something crucial about retail.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. It's about those tiny details that
Yeah.
most people don't even think about.
Precisely. The blog uses that scene to show how those seemingly unimportant details can really make or break a customer's experience. Think about a misplaced display, a misunderstanding about a fabric. Even something as simple as how a product is folded, it all contributes to the overall impression they have.
It's like Miranda, as intense as she is, understands that every single detail, every interaction ultimately reflects back on the brand, right?
Absolutely. And in a retail environment, that translates to building trust with your customers. It shows them that you care enough to get those details right. You're not just mindlessly going through the motions.
Makes you think twice about refolding that sweater you just messed up looking for the right size. But speaking of paying attention, one thing the movie really nails is Andy's transformation. She starts out completely clueless about fashion, but she somehow adapts and thrives in that high-pressure environment.
And that adaptability, as the blog argues, is a must-have for any retail worker. New technologies, constantly changing consumer habits, even the retail landscape itself is in constant flux. Being open to learning and evolving is so crucial.
It's not even just about keeping up, it's about using those changes to your advantage. Like, imagine if Andy had just resisted everything new instead of embracing it, she wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes.
Exactly. And in retail, that might look like getting comfortable with new POS systems, using social media to connect with customers, or finding creative ways to highlight products. The blog really emphasizes that being adaptable isn't just about going with the flow, it's about becoming even more valuable.
Okay, but even with all that change, one thing that stays constant is the importance of relationships. And even in the cutthroat world of runway, Andy finds a mentor in Nigel, the art director.
Which the blog highlights as a perfect example of how important strong relationships are, even in a fast-paced, competitive field like retail.
It's not just about being amazing at your job.
Right.
It's about teamwork, communication, and those connections that you build, whether it's with your colleagues, your manager, or even your regular customers. Those relationships can really make or break the entire experience.
Absolutely. The blog really drives home how a supportive work environment where people feel comfortable sharing ideas and asking questions can make a huge difference in morale and even in innovation. It's about fostering that sense of camaraderie.
Like that scene where Nigel helps Andy navigate that gala. He's definitely tough, but he's supportive, and it makes all the difference for her. Speaking of navigating tricky situations, let's talk about something the movie does not shy away from: work-life balance. Let's be real, Andy's social life takes a serious hit while she's working for Miranda.
Yeah, I mean, she basically says goodbye to any sort of personal life.
It's true. Those unpredictable hours, last-minute schedule changes, the holiday season that never seems to end retail can really blur the lines between work life and, like, well, life.
Definitely. And the blog really stresses the importance of setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care, no matter how demanding things get.
I am all for that. Sometimes you just got to clock out and recharge.
Totally. You can't pour from an empty cup, as they say.
100%. So, okay, we've talked about the crazy pace of retail, the importance of details. But you know what else I thought was interesting? The way the blog tied this movie, which came out well before our current obsession with tech, to technology's role in the retail world today.
Right. Imagine Miranda Priestley with a smartphone and a Bluetooth headset.
Oh my God, I can't even.
But seriously, the blog talks about how technology can really change the game for retail. Specifically, they mention this platform called Insight.
Okay, so tell me more about Insight, because I'll be honest, I have not heard of this.
So from what I gathered, it basically streamlines a lot of those tasks and communication channels that can be so hectic in retail.
I'm listening.
Think like scheduling, inventory management, even training new hires, all in one platform.
Interesting. So it's kind of like a centralized hub for all things retail?
Exactly. The blog definitely leans into like the whole promotion side of things, which makes sense. It's on their website and all. But still, it's an interesting idea.
Even beyond that specific platform, I can see how having that kind of centralized system would be super helpful. Like, remember how Andy is using that clunky flip phone, trying to keep up with Miranda's demands? These days, it's all instant messaging, task apps, digital platforms for, like, learning the ropes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if it's as good as they say it is, this Insight platform could be huge, especially for onboarding new hires. It's like giving them the tools to succeed from day one so they're not thrown into the deep end like Andy was.
Okay, I'm sold. Less stress, more digital tools. I like it. But speaking of Miranda Priestley, can we talk about how she is like the embodiment of the runway brand? She's demanding, kind of terrifying, but she also sets the bar incredibly high.
Absolutely. And the blog makes this great point about how, in a way, every retail worker is a brand ambassador.
Right. It's not just about like what you're wearing, although we know Miranda would say that's important.
Yeah.
But it's about embodying the values of the brand, making sure every customer has that consistent experience.
Totally. And sometimes it's the smallest things that make the biggest difference.
It's so true. A genuine smile, going the extra mile to find someone's size, knowing the product inside and out.
Exactly. And I think that's what the blog is getting at. It's bigger than just one interaction. It all adds up.
Just like Miranda and that whole speech about the impact of a single blue sweater.
Exactly.
So we've got the crazy pace, the importance of details, the tech, the relationships. Who knew the Devil Wears Prada? It was basically a retail training manual in disguise.
Maybe not a training manual exactly, but it definitely makes you think about the movie and like retail and stuff in a whole new way.
It's easy to just see it as this like fun fashion movie.
Yeah.
But when you actually pay attention, a lot of those themes, like about being adaptable and those relationships you build at work, those are things that everyone deals with.
And that's how you know it's a good analysis, right? It makes you think.
For sure. It actually has me thinking differently about how I approach my own work. Like just little things, being more aware of the details, trying to be more adaptable in general.
I feel that. And it's cool to find that kind of inspiration in a place you wouldn't expect.
It's like finding that perfect accessory, right?
Yeah.
You didn't even know you needed it, but it just completes the whole look.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, what other fictional stories are out there that could give us some surprising insights into our own fields?
Ooh, that's a good one to think about. What movie or book could we totally dissect to find some hidden work wisdom? If you're listening, let us know. We might even steal your idea for a future episode.
Yeah.
But until then, we'll catch you on the next deep dive.